know the mission is same. I made a splash, now all of my passes last, like running a race with Usain. I keep it coming like this is a we gonna be talking about Mike.
Lucas wants to talk about some guy named Sydney Gilstrap. So tell me a little bit about him.
Alright, so a lot of y'all kids, y'all don't know about this man. He was averaging 35, 15, and 9 at Hillcrest High School in Texas. Coaches was calling him the next Kyrie. He was just going crazy.
Guess what?
Guess what? He was 25 years old.
Yeah, he somehow snuck into, like,
he didn't sneak. He didn't sneak in. You know what he did?
What?
He at the time it was 2017, 2018 during the hurricane, so they didn't need all the documents. So this man came up with some fake documents. Got in somehow. He said he was a refugee or he was homeless or something, displaced by the hurricane, and they took him in.
Yeah. Well, that was a finesse because, again, crazy, he was averaging 35. So that's insane. And that nobody even caught on because he used a fake name.
Me. I was like, if you went to high school at 25, how would you not be able to tell? Like, he looked old as hell.
Well, it really depends because, like, unless you got a lot of facial hair, because there's people like 15, 16, 17 with, like, full-grown facial hair that probably look like they 25. He probably kept his face bald and made sure he looked, you know, of age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I thought about back to my high school. Them boys was looking grown as hell with the full face beards and stuff, bro.
Yeah.
They was looking about 30 at 17, so I'm like, hey, he could have got away with it.
Yeah, for real.
He got away with it for a while, bro.
I do question, like, yeah, it's fun to hoop regardless of your age, but, like, what makes you just want to go back to high school? Even if you've never been, why are you 25 wanting to hoop with a bunch of 17, 16?
On me.
15.
That's what I was saying. But I actually did a lot of research on this dude, bro, because this case was fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to get inside his mind, like, why would you do that? And his ultimate plan was to get the film so he could go overseas and make some money. He said it was, at the end of the day, it was all about some money, man. He trying to help the peoples out.
Yeah.
You fuck with that or you think that's...
I mean, I guess it's cool. You know, he was trying to help people out and make some money. But, like, I don't mess with it because it's like, bro, you are 25 years old playing against
young crazy. Dudes.
You know, it'd be different. Like, I was 17 coming into college, you know, and there's really no age limit to college, but it's different when you're going to a area where it's just a whole bunch of kids. You're in these classrooms, you're just walking the halls, nobody knows you. They think you're 17, 18, 16, and everybody else is around that age as well. Whole time you're 25, you had a kid, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, this man has a kid too, bro. At all costs, he said. At all costs, he was gonna get that money and go play overseas. But he almost got away with it too. But you know what happened at a tournament? He said his old coach was in a tournament, and he had recognized him. So then he tipped him off, and they had set him up with a sting operation, and they started questioning the little broad he was messing with. Yeah, and they got his ass.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They pulled up to the crib, bro.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's what he get. I mean, especially in the basketball world, AAU is like, you can see people that you've only seen one time, 10 times. There's people that I've seen at AAU that I really only see at tournaments, that I've seen at multiple tournaments. So you really never know when you're going to see somebody again. So it would have been cool if he would have pulled it off. But, like, yeah, I mean, I felt like he was going to get.
Yeah, that boy. Bro, I don't know what he was thinking because he stayed too local. He should have tried to go to a different state at least. Get away with that, bro. I don't know how he did it. He said that man was barely going to class. He was just going to class once a week for the makeup work. He's trying to get trying to pass so he could hoop, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 25, I wouldn't want to be doing high school work either. Like, you probably already did that once. You don't want to go back and do it again.
And I don't know what he was charged with, but they said he was messing with one of the students from there, bro.
I didn't get that.
Oh shit, Siri. Again? I'm not talking to Siri. Okay, but they were saying this man was messing with a 14-year-old girl, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I seen that. He's saying, like, randomly he was chilling with his girl, and the cops had pulled up 12 deep, and he didn't know who it was. It was nighttime. So he had grabbed his gun because he didn't know who it was. But then once his girl opened the door and he saw who it was, he threw the gun back under the bed, and they explained to him what was happening, and he just, you know, he put his hands back and left.
Yeah, but
it
he
turns
said,
out, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, in the interview though, he denied it though. He said he wasn't messing with no. I don't know what he was actually charged with, but he said it was all fake. That's his words though.
Yeah, he said, but again,
I don't know.
There was like some interview he did like a year ago, and he was saying that it never happened and that there's supposed to be something coming out soon from ESPN. But I do agree. I don't think he actually did it because, again, he was 25. If he was messing with someone that's 14 and it got him detained, he probably would have been in jail right now.
On me, because he wouldn't have just got no 6 months probation if he was messing with a little girl.
Right. The only thing he got really charged with was messing with government files and, you know, lying about your identity. Yeah. So, which is fair.
Yeah.
You should get locked up for that. But, like, the other stuff, you know, that's just because you never know what could happen. And that's what you get for being 25. And there's youngins that go to school easily lie on you and say, oh, yeah, I was messing with them. Boom.
On me, imagine being a sixth man off the bench because Sydney took your spot. And that's your senior year. You're supposed to be hooping.
Insane. And he was 25 whole time. You just getting from middle school to high school. You're a freshman. And you like, yes, it's my chance. Now you're getting benched because.
And this nigga Sydney, he come on the court average of 40. Take your spot. Bro, I'd be sick. But that shit really got me thinking, like, what would you, like, if you had the opportunity right now to go back to high school, no consequences. At your age right now, and relive your little glory days, would you do it, bro?
No.
Or just leave it in the past?
Leave it in the past, because, I mean, that's just, you know, high school is fun. I was hooping back in high school, but, like, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't trying to, it's not going to
get
me nowhere.
If I could go back in time and, like.
Yeah, go back in time for sure.
Yeah, but, like, as now, like, tampering with documents and shit to go hoop, it's not even worth it. Like,
right.
Just give it up at that point. Like, the hoop dream got to be over at a certain point. It's really hard to let go of the hoop dreams, though. You know what I'm saying? But shit.
What else you want to talk about today? Did you see the Lakers yesterday play?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't see it live, but I seen the. I don't got cable, so I got to watch the little highlights and stuff.
I be watching it on my phone. I got ESPN, but
bless.
They was watching, what's it called? They was really forcing that Bronny LeBron moment because they was up 20, so I agree. But it was like funny. I just seen it. Like I went to go brush my teeth because I'm getting ready for bed. Then boom, I hear the crowd cheering, and I see LeBron and Bronny check in at the same time. It was just crazy. And then I went to Twitter, and everybody already posted about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Lakers won their first game of the opener.
Yeah,
They haven't done that since LeBron was on the Lakers, so that's
since
new.
Since 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the little 7-day free trial league pass to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the only option to watch it is, like, the camera angle, like, under the backboard.
With no
commentary though.
Yeah, that's
I can't do that.
But like, I was watching the girls' finals game that just happened 2 days ago, and it was like above the rim, so it was like above the shot clock or like that super high angle with no commentating. It's just pure hoops, and the angle's really not that bad. I promise you, I watched it; it really wasn't that bad. Yeah, I do like the commentating because someone like Mike Breen who says, "Bang!" I want to see that, but it's all good, you know.
Yeah, it was either that or a player lock where the camera would follow Brown the whole time.
You probably watched the player lock.
If I had to choose. But it's like the camera angle is cool, but it was either that or wait 3 hours to watch the actual broadcast live, which is a scam. And I'm glad I canceled my little trial because what the hell? I got the trial to watch the game live. But yeah, Brownie, he got in for 3 minutes.
He only had,
zero for two.
He only shot twice. So
he only shot twice. So, yeah. Didn't one of his shots would have been an assist from his dad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was the first shot he took.
It was a three.
It would have been an assist from his dad.
Oh, my God, I won that. Ooh,
I know there was a lot of pressure because he had just came in the game. LeBron coming out of court, passed it to him, told him, shoot that.
That would have made my week. He would have hit that.
That would have been, it would have been like part of the script. Yeah. Not actually, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have been funny. No cap.
You seen what AD said in the locker room? He said, this is the first important game of LeBron's career where they actually won.
Yeah.
Like when he broke the scoring record, they lost. They lost by three. Every time LeBron break a record, it's during the loss. Or if something crazy happened, it's during the loss. Like, so this was good that they actually won, man.
Yeah, I agree, you know. It's not even that every important time they be losing. It's more a fact that this mattered because they're the first son, father-son duo. So it would have been weird if, like, how do I explain this? It would have been weird if they would have lost because then, first off, Brown would have already been getting clowned because that's what happened when he beat the scoring title. They lost to OKC. They was already down at halftime, and AD was the only one that was mad. Like, why are they stopping the game? We got to win this. We down. And it happened, and he didn't want that to happen again, you know? So, and I feel like, bro, did you see AD stats? 36, 16.
Yeah, that boy was hooping. But I didn't hear what else you said. I was a little sidetracked because I DM'd this nigga Sydney, bro, Sydney Gilstrap. I DM'd him, asked if he wanted to talk on the podcast. This man, he going to leave me on deliver, but he going to view my story. Like, this man viewed my story quick as hell. That really got on my nerves, but I don't blame him, though. He probably sick of talking about that. Anyway, what was you saying?
No, I was just saying AD was going crazy, and he don't want to lose, especially at times like this. I feel like Lakers going to get far. I'm not going to say they're going to get to the third or second round. I feel like they're still a first-round team, but Connect, he's tough, so I feel like they're going to help him out.
I got Lakers winning it all this year.
Did you not see the Boston? I don't even like Boston, but Boston, first off, they just did a 3-point record, and two.
Oh yeah, they had like 29.
Yeah, 29 threes, and then
they was one off, weren't they?
Yeah, but they couldn't get it. They like missed 13 straight. Then Tatum had 37 on 80% shooting. That's insane.
Yeah, that boy was hooping, but you know, just a lucky game, bro. Like.
But
teams be that a game like that remind me of the what year was that finals where Cavs was down
3-1.
Yeah, Cavs was down like 3-1 or whatever
to the Warriors,
and then JR and them came out and they hit like 20 some threes, bro. Like every now and then a team would just have that type of game.
Yeah, they was tough. And I feel like, speaking of 3-1, the Warriors, I don't even think they're going to be good this year. I mean, they went 6-0 in the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs, the preseason. But that's, again, the preseason. A lot of rookies just playing, and, you know, all-stars get a couple minutes. But,
they saying Buddy Hield, he a splash, bro.
I feel like I feel like he's a better shooter than Clay, but all time, no, not at all.
I didn't watch enough preseason games to say anything about that.
I'm pretty sure that the Mavericks play today. We'll see what Clay do today, but Clay is looking.
Yeah, Clay been sorry. I'm sorry, but I seen that on Instagram. Clay is looking sorry so far. I'm about to look up his stats real quick.
Let's see.
Clay Thompson stats.
No, they don't play today. They play Thursday against the Spurs. Ooh, I like that. That's with Wemby, and oh yeah, I'm gonna watch that for sure. That's going to be a good game. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I mess with Wemby, like, heavy. I fuck with Wemby. Hey, Wemby, if anyone's going to be the GOAT after LeBron,
it's going to be Wemby. And it's mainly just because of his height. Like, yeah, he got the same skills as regular players, but it's just the fact that he's doing this at your length. We thought KD was the only one that can do that.
Yeah, we thought KD was long. Boy,
man,
Wemby on a different level. You can't teach length like that. That boy just so goddamn long, man. No diddy, that boy long. But you know what I do to be 7'5", bro?
I wouldn't want to be 7'5". I feel like at a certain height, it's just enough. Like Shaq, well, he's 7'2". And it's even he's big, but like Wemby being 7'5", like
that boy can't even get in the shower, damn near.
Like he has to have customized everything. Shoes, he has the biggest foot. He has to have a customized bed, like, cause even
what car he be driving though.
That's what I'm saying. You can't drive no average car. He probably has to have. He has to drive
a Jeep,
a Jeep or a Hummer, something big.
One of them The big old mom vans.
Has
the
to.
Blue ones.
He can't have no two-seater at all. It's impossible.
Either that or this, he got to walk to practice.
What else? What?
It take him 3 steps to get to practice, so he be good, man. Long ass.
And then, like, I mean, like, you ever had, like, a mini basketball hoop in your room? You could, like, easily dunk standing. That's how it is.
Yeah.
One be like, I don't even know how he be missing for real, because, like, he's dang near eye level with the rim.
Yeah, that's true. He just got to put his hand up. Like, that's unfair.
If he decided to, because he barely jumps, but if he jumped, like a regular NBA player, like if he shot like Bron, like same height.
If he jumped like Bron, he'd be touching top of backboard.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wish this on him, but I'm surprised he hasn't gotten injured. Most super long people get injured early on.
Yeah,
like
it's easy to get injured that long.
Yeah. Taco Fall, we ain't heard about him in forever.
What happened to him, bro? Like,
he
was just sorry.
He was trash.
I don't understand how you can be that tall and sorry. But hey, I've never been 7'6". So.
Who's your top five teams going into this season that you think are going to be the best in order?
Lakers first. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. Hold on. Let me see something real quick.
Okay, while you look that up, I'm going to say Boston first, Denver second, Timberwolves third, 76ers, if healthy, 76ers, because Joel and PG, when they're healthy, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put them at four. Not only I'm going to put them at four, I'll probably put at five. That's actually hard. I'm going to probably put... This is a crazy one, but I want to put Memphis at five only because Ja Morant came back this season. When he came back last year, before he got injured, them first five games, he literally had 30 points almost every game. And then his first game that he came back, he had scored 25 plus a game winner. So I think that's pretty tough. Plus, I feel like Ja Morant is a top point guard in the league. Not better than Luka and not better than Curry, but I'm going to put him top four, top three point guard-wise. But those are my top five, though. Let me hear yours.
All right, here are my top five. All right, Lakers at one, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying this because Bron, we actually looking good. We got a new coach. Mm-hmm. J.J. Redick, he knows what he's talking about. He's way better coach than the last coach, I think. And A.D. looking good. So, yeah, Lakers at one. At two... Probably the Celtics, only because obviously they won last year. And, you know, okay. Tatum and all them. And then at three, the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Four, Warriors. And then I don't have a fifth.
You know what I forgot? Did you say Thunder already?
Uh-uh.
I ain't go cap. I forgot all about the Thunder. They went to the third round last year. I mean, they lost badly, but they went to the third round last year, so I forgot to say the Thunder. But, yeah. Shea, even though he's like the modern James Harden with all these fouls he be getting, like he's a free throw warrior. That's all he do.
Yeah.
But I can't hate his game because that's what James Harden was doing back in the day. And he was number two. And I feel like we're in a time where like big men only get MVP. If you look at it.
Yeah, the last few, you know, Jokic, Joel.
And Giannis.
Okonkwo.
So I feel like.
You gotta be 7 foot damn near to get MVP now.
Exactly. And for Shea to get number two, I feel like he only got really number two is because Joel got injured. But if he never get injured, he probably would have been number three, number four, because Luka was number three. But yeah, that's just crazy how Luka and Shea was able to at least get that high. We haven't had a point guard MVP since Curry, so that's
pretty
cool. Yeah. Making sure.
Yeah. Who you think rookie of the year?
This year? I don't watch enough. I don't even know a lot of the rookies, but I want to say either Connect or because Connect is getting crazy minutes. Yeah. Or what's that dude on the Timberwolves? I really like his game.
Rob
Dillingham. Yep, Rob Dillingham. I like Rob. Those are my two favorite that I would favorite them to get rookie of the year, but it's probably going to be someone like Sar. Who's on the Hawks? He was the number one pick, and most of the time, the number one or number two pick are the two that get rookie of the year. But I'm going for Connect. I like him. He's tough. And he's only 17, 18 years old, and he's adjusted to the system so well. I think he's 19. I might be tripping. He might be 19. But it's just the fact that he's adjusting to the system too well. Like, I know when Cooper Flagg gets to the league, he finna be the same way, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. In a perfect world, I think I would want Bronny to win MVP. That would be a dream come true, but it's probably going to go. I like Rob, too.
Bronny could win Rookie of the Year if he wasn't playing nervous and if LeBron, if he just took shot. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's easy to say just don't play nervous, but, like,
yeah,
when you on the court, it's – and all of his shots, like, don't look bad, but you can tell, especially in some of the preseason games. Like,
he was nervous.
He was just – yeah.
But it's also because he has more – like, connect – he ain't got as much pressure. Yeah, you're a rookie, but it's just connect. Yeah. Bronny has a lot of pressure because it's like, you're LeBron's son. You got to be good. Like, they're really comparing Bronny to average point guards when he's a 55th pick, which is crazy. Yeah. So that's how you know he has a lot of, like, standards.
And also, Bronny is small. Like, I don't know why he didn't get none of his dad's height. Like that really blew me.
Bryce got all his height. He's 6'6". Bronny only 6'2", 6'3". Just
and
crazy.
And dad's 6'9". Like, no, Bronny's 6'1".
6'1", but he's
6'1 and a half, actually.
6'1 and a half. But he do got the highest vert out of the whole draft, though, which is crazy. He had a 50-inch vert.
No, it was 40.
40-something, 40.
Yeah, it was like 40, exactly. 40-point-something. But, yeah, that's actually really good. I seen somewhere the average vert in the NBA is only 28 inches, which I thought it would be way more than that.
Yeah,
that just shows, crazy, like, how hard it is to get up there.
Yeah. Well, it's also because they're taller. So, like, it's different. Like, me or, like, someone like Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson has a higher vert than Bron only because he has to jump higher.
That's cap, though.
That is.
No, he don't. Nate Robinson does not have a higher vert than Bron. Bron got a 48-inch vert. Bron is like a perfect specimen, bro. You can't compare.
It says I'm gonna look it up. 3.5. Let's see what Bron's is.
Bro, LeBron is more than that. Come on, man.
44. Okay.
All right, bro.
44 by point five.
Bro, don't get it fucked up.
By point five, but still, a 44-inch vert on a 6'8" person is way different from someone has a 44-inch vert at 5'7" or 5'8". He's 5'8".
That's true. It's less weight to get up there, but
yeah. You says I'm 48. 40-inch vert. This man will be 360 windmilling behind the back. Man been doing the same for like 10 years.
he is, bro. If he really wanted to, he'd be Showtime every dunk. But it's not about that, man.
That's why he's the king. That's why he's still healthy. Like, D Rose was always trying to dunk on somebody. And that's why I'm scared about Ja Morant. I feel like he finna.
Yeah, them explosive type players. Just being explosive is super hard on your body. That's why I really mess with Russ, because, like, Russ is hella explosive, and he don't be, like.
But look at Russ now. I mean,
landing weird or, like, getting hurt. Like, look at how Ja Morant be landing every single time.
True. But I feel like if Russ was still dunking how he was back in OKC, he would definitely be injured more consistently. The reason Russ is still good in the league is because he'll do a good posterizer every blue moon. Like, when he did it, when he was on the Lakers, he posterized, what's his name? Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Or when he was on the Clippers, he dunked on Zubac in practice. But, like, stuff like that, it's like he'll just randomly do it. He don't do it like all the time. Ja Morant, he try to dunk on somebody every second. Same thing with Ant. Ant be trying to dunk on somebody every second, and it's like if you ain't got the dunk, you gonna hurt yourself.
Them young niggas, man.
He tried to dunk on Bron and almost broke his arm.
Bro, they be trying to dunk on everyone. But basketball is just super hard on your body, bro. Especially 82 games. Like,
yeah, the only person to ever do 82 games is what's his name? Like, in the past three seasons, it's Mikal Bridges. He's the only one to do. He did 81 last year out of 82, which is crazy. That's a lot of games. That's why I see. But I do think there should be some type of rule that if it's like a big game, you shouldn't sit out, because I would cry if I'm a Laker fan and I'm like, okay, I finally afforded a ticket to go see.
Yeah, and then Bron not playing.
Not playing. He suited up. It's just like, not even AD. Let's see AD and Bron not playing. Then you really mad. You know what I'm saying? So I think there should be some type of criteria to that, you know?
Yeah, it's like if you're a teacher and you go to class 50% of the time, it's like that don't work out. Like, it's your job to hoop. So if you healthy, hoop.
Right.
All this load management rigmarole ain't cutting it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't messing with that. But yeah, and like we were saying, jumping is hard on your body. You know who Knees Over Toes Man is? The Knees Over Toes guy on YouTube. Mm. I've been on him lately, bro. I've been watching him because every time I jump, my knees be hurting like bad. Mm-hmm. And I remember high school, it was like crazy bad, and now it's just now coming back. So a Knees Over Toes guy does, he has workouts and like stretches that aren't in the textbooks, because you know you're taught knees ain't supposed to go over your toes when you squatting or any of that. But what he figured out, really life changing for me so far. But I'm gonna keep doing it and see.
He just had some knee problems yesterday.
On me, I've been having knee problems.
You know, another reason you having knee problems is it's with a lot of NBA players and regular, you know, just college, high school. It don't even matter if you're just playing basketball for fun. I stopped in high school jumping off, unless it was I did track as well, but don't and if I did high jump and long jump, you have to jump off one.
Yeah, that's,
and that's where you get the most knee problems if you jump off one. I don't now. And you see, I be jumping, but like I don't now because I jump off two. When you jump off two, it's
That's another thing. When I jump off 2 feet, it don't hurt as bad. But when I jump off one, it be I'm during about to die type shit.
Yeah, and that's how most NBA players get hurt, because like anything can happen. One slight turn, meniscus tear, ACL tear. You can mess anything up just jumping off one. That's what happened to Clay versus Toronto. He jumped up. And the way he landed was the same way that he jumped up off that one, and
yes, it's the landing that be hurting.
When you dunk, do you land soft or loud? Like, how do you feel? Do you land strong or do you land soft? If you can hear your,
I be trying on purpose to land soft, yeah. But when I'm not thinking about it, I think I be landing weird because I be landing on the foot that I jump off of. Yeah. So I be jumping left, landing left.
Ooh.
And that's why my knee was hurting.
Yeah, try your best to like land soft. I don't even think about it anymore, but I remember when I used to do just like a lot of isometrics, plyometric, anything that has to do with explosive vertical drills. I always was trying to force myself to land soft, jump soft, to where like you can't hear it for real. And then now it's just like a thing that I picked up. Even when I'm just jumping, if I'm trying to block someone, grab rim, it don't matter. You don't hear me land. You'll hear me go up though, but like you won't hear me land. So
yeah, I've been on the isometrics lately.
That's good.
I need that, bro. And you know what else I need?
What?
I need you to throw me a lob, alright?
Alright, we gonna do it today in practice.
Hey, if it's a fast break, and you hear my little footsteps behind you, saying throw it off the glass, you better throw it off the glass, goddammit.
Speaking of that, we really lost yesterday because they called a foul on me, man.
This man Mike, bro. What's her name?
I was playing
Cameron, bro. She took your ass, but that was tough.
I was playing the most amazing. We're in 2-3, first of all. I had the whole left side. I'm thinking, okay, 2 seconds left.
Bro,
I tipped the ball. I scooted back. I put my hands back and everything. They called a whistle. She hits an and one lay, and then they win the game.
We just need you to stay solid for 2 seconds, bro.
If I really played, bro, when I do play real defense, they be getting mad because I'm like a Pat Bev. I'm like a Marcus Smart, bro.
That's what we need, bro. Defense, they bro. Need that. You making them better when you up there, man.
Facts.
I remember Coach Robin said we got to play better defense, bro. That really lit a fire in me. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you seen us in the beginning of practice. We was winning all the drills. We making them run.
Oh, God.
At the end, we really lost that scrimmage. I was mad, bro.
Yeah, that ruined my night. And then we had like 1 second left. And then
I called a timeout.
Oh, me.
They didn't want to use the timeout.
Yeah,
being a practice player is fun. No cap. Like I feel like a lot of people should, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Not even just for themselves, but it helps the players around you who like actually need it, who are actually playing the sport. But I use it because like I don't really have a lot of homework, so like this is my time to really go out, and it forces me to go outside and like want to work out and like get my cardio out the way, feel me? So
yeah, same here. I feel like if I don't have like a place to be, or like I just get lazy, Because I wouldn't be doing nothing on my own for real unless we like hooping on the at the rec together, which is fun. And then also, we do get community service hours for this.
Yep.
Which I didn't know until you told me this year.
Yeah.
Because last year I wasn't writing it down at all. So I'm like, okay, this year I can get all my hours.
No, for real. So you can, and also speaking of hours, we're having an event for BSU. We're having an event for BSU. It's Trunk or Treat. It's where we partner up with a nonprofit organization called Young and Established. And basically what we do is, you know, Trunk or Treat is just like we use the trunk of cars and use also indoor activities to like, you know, kids who can't trick or treat or don't have the time to trick or treat to come out and get some candy and have some fun and show off their costumes and really just enjoy the people around them. So I feel like if y'all ain't got nothing going on that Sunday, go ahead and pop out. It's from 3 to 6. If y'all want to help set up and stuff, you know, we're going to be setting up probably around 12, maybe 1 or 2, you know. So if y'all want to pop out and get y'all some community service and, you know, community hours, go ahead and pop out. Volunteer hours.
What you going to be for Halloween? You dressing up?
If I do dress up, I'm going to be Soulja Boy. I want to be Men in Black, one with my best friend.
Oh, that's
tough. And then the last thing is I'm trying to be Metro and Future. We're trying to, me and my friend are trying to recreate the We Don't Trust You album cover. So
you're not gonna be here for Halloween, are you?
Yeah.
You're gonna go back home?
I ain't gonna
be here Halloween weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, type shit. I don't know what I'm gonna be.
Halloween weekend is literally like the
next week, November.
Halloween is on a Thursday.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't mess with Halloween weekend this year. It's late.
Yeah, that's like having Christmas at New Year, which it won't happen, obviously, but it's just like having a something that's supposed to be on like the weekend, and now they trying to make it November because the next day is
shit. I'm partying. I'm partying the week before and the week after.
No facts.
I don't know what I'm gonna be though. I might be Sidney Gill Stroud.
You stupid. You should be a police officer.
Oh no, nah, I was thinking that or like a prisoner.
Yeah, prisoner. I was gonna say a prisoner.
That's kind of degrading. You know what I'm saying?
No.
As a black man in America dressing up as a
prisoner.
As a prisoner. And then you know all the little white girls going to be police, bro? That shit degrading. You got to get Dr. Umar out here.
You funny.
We ain't having that. But all right, let's wrap it up, man. Last question. If you went back to high school right now as you are, how many points you averaging? How many points you dropping?
If I went back right now on some Sidney Gill Strap.
On some Sidney Gill Strap shit.
Right now, I'm averaging a good 19 to 20 easily.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, like if I'm playing myself when I was in high school, I'm dropping them off 21-0. So like, yeah.
And if they keep you in the whole game.
Whole game?
No breaks.
I feel like I'm not going to drop 40 every game, but I feel like one.
Yeah,
every
your career
other game,
high.
I'm dropping a good like 30, 35 easily. Cause one, I shoot way more. I shoot deeper. I squat more. I do more. I work out more than I was in high school when I came to college. So I'm way more like just active.
Shoot
so,
more, really. Squat more, everything bag deeper, more money, more hoods. No, I'm playing. But now if I go back to right now, like my knees are a little better, bro. So I say my career high should probably like 50. If I'm in the whole game and I'm the number one option right now, bro, I'll probably drop 50 on a real good night. You know what I'm saying? But not everyone can relive the glory days like my boy Gil Strap. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Facts. Nothing, but I hope y'all enjoyed number 3. I know a lot of y'all was saying, like, we sounded robotic, like we was talking from, like...
Who said that?
Man, people are just saying that we sound like something.
I'm gonna need some names, bro. They hating.
So, I hope y'all enjoyed this one, and I hope that we sounded more better and more talkative. We really don't be reading stuff, maybe just because it was the first couple podcasts. Yeah, first, but, like, we comfortable now, so it's like...
Yeah, the first couple, you know, we was just feeling it out, you know, a little nervous type shit. And I'm not gonna lie, the second one I was reading off this little document, but this time I ain't got one. I'm going all off the dome. All right, I'm wrapping this up. You know what time it is. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. All right, we out of here. We ain't talking about jokes, we just talking about more. I see all of my goals and it's looking like gold. I ain't asking for hope because I know that this show, now you seeing me blow. This is premeditated, I've been underrated, that's an understatement. I ain't coming later, the abundance came when I allowed my bosom to the loving greatest. You the one who made it, so I'm in my bag. I that way before I ever raise a white flag, shooting right back, raise the price tag, chasing down all of these ghosts of light crap. Who could really stop me is what I ask. Homie, you can never get your time back, only me and my reflection fight back. That's why this beat gon' probably need a nice pack. Jail like the 26, I'm finna run with it. I ain't gon' punt, we ain't taking a knee. I keep the starters and we going farther like Teal and Philly, we throwing it deep. This only possible through all the obstacles. I went ahead and I found me some peace. It's why my reflection is rocking the cheese. Jay like the letter, I'm making several waves. I know the mission is same. I made a splash, now all of my passes last, like running a race with Usain. I keep it coming like this is my fate.